There might be evidence of this trend in your cupboard. Bottled water consumption continues to increase nationwide. Periodically around the Northwest, controversy erupts when that rising demand meets neighbors who object to new bottling plants. It's happened in Cascade Locks, Oregon, Goldendale, Washington, and near Mount Shasta in California. The most recent uproar in Lewis County, Washington, has pushed the state legislature to the verge of restricting the industry's access to spring water. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has our story.
Greg Jasmer's family and his neighbors cherish the peace and quiet of their homes in a rural subdivision. They live in a Cascade Foothills Valley near the small town of Randall, Washington.
You can see across the valley here, that's Huffaker Mountain. At the base of the mountain, there's the Cowlitz River.
Jasmer walks me to the foot of his driveway. Across the street is where last year the Crystal Geyser Spring Water Company bought land and drilled test wells for a planned bottling plant.
You know, they want to market the Alpine spring water. That's their thing. And you can see, obviously, standing here, the beauty. Mm-hmm. I mean, put that on a brochure, and it looks exactly like what they sell, you know.
Jasmer co-founded an opposition group that just succeeded in killing the proposed bottling plant.
People were really concerned about their wells going dry.
The community convinced the Lewis County Commission to forbid producing bottled water in rural zones.
You can't just put a water bottling plant out here. We're all on private wells. You know, we're irrigating, we're farming, we're growing timber. You know, you can't take our water from out here.
Even though the neighbors just won, they're not stopping. They've repeatedly come to the state capitol now to urge passage of a statewide law. This proposal would prevent new commercial water bottling plants from getting permits to pump groundwater or local springs.
I'm afraid for my neighbors in other counties across the state that they might have to go through the same thing. This has been 8 months of turmoil, stress.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 6278 provides that for any new water withdrawals.
The battle, launched from a small town in southwest Washington, has now drawn in major business groups in opposition. In addition, national environmental groups concerned about plastic pollution or the privatization of water have joined in. However, neither seen nor heard from is Crystal Geyser, the big water bottler whose plans in Randall sparked this row. At the state legislature, industry associations and a homegrown water brand are doing the talking.
Thank you for allowing me to testify today and express our company's concerns about...
Andrew Herring is the VP and general counsel at Talking Rain, the sparkling water company based east of Seattle.
Given our current growth rate, it's conceivable that we could apply for additional permits in the future. If this bill is enacted into law, it could have a substantial negative impact on our ability to expand and provide additional jobs to Washington residents.
The head lobbyist for the powerful Building Industry Association stepped to the mic soon after. Jan Heimbaugh of BIAW says she's afraid of creep.
We're worried that at some point there's going to be a decision that residential development in rural areas is no longer in the public interest because we're using the water code to stop development and growth that we don't like a particular type. And this is a big sort of slippery slope for us.
The proposed water bottling curtailment could be watered down in the days ahead, given the strong business opposition. If passed as now drafted, Washington State would have the most restrictive water supply rules for this industry in the country. Bottlers could still buy water from city utilities for production of bottled water, as some already do. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.